The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for joining me for another hour, another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be talking to ASE certified mechanic Mark Evans. We're going to pop the hood and take your calls and emails. The best way to get a hold of us is dialing us up at 855-660-4261 or shoot me an email, bob@boblongradio.com. Mark is one of our regular contributors, so if there's something wrong with your vehicle, it's not sounding right, it's not smelling right, it's not performing right, it's giving you poor fuel economy, poor acceleration, if you're having problems with any particular area of your vehicle, brakes, air conditioning, you name it, we can cover it all. And, of course, whenever Mark is with us, we like to have lots of fun as well. And we've had a gentleman on hold for quite some time from New York. We're going to get to him as soon as we welcome Mark Evans back to the airwaves of Auto World. How you doing there, Mark?
Trick or treat, Bob.
Very good. So what are you going to...
Good, thanks.
What are you dressing up for Halloween?
Well, I was thinking about going as a big pumpkin, but, I'm a pretty skinny guy. I'd have to eat a lot of pumpkin cookies and pumpkin pies and stuff just to be there. So I don't know. I might have to go as a vampire, maybe.
Very good. I like your choice. Well, we've had this gentleman hanging on from New York for quite some time. Matter of fact, we're going to, Matt, my producer there, make sure and get Bill's name and address, and we'll send him out a prize for being on hold for a long, long time. But let's talk to him right now. Bill in New York, thank you very much for calling into Auto World, and you're a patient gentleman. We appreciate it.
Hi, Bob. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How can we help you?
Oh, my goodness. I was listening to your... I've been a listener for a couple of weeks now. I can't say years because I've only been introduced to the network recently. And I find your show absolutely amazing. It's great. But I have a bit of a problem about the children thing that you were talking about with the kids driving and the speeding thing.
Okay, tell us your thoughts. Yeah, in the first hour we were talking about the program put together by... The folks at Ford and their Driving Skill Academy, and one of the issues brought up was speeding. Tell us your thoughts a little bit about the program and your beef with the speeding aspects.
Well, my beef with the speeding aspect is that if the kids were brought up in a way to be respectable about the laws and everything else, there should not be a problem. But when they are taught by their video games to go 100 miles an hour,
oh yeah,
they will.
It's very true.
And that's what I believe is what's causing the situation between the kids today driving and the kids of us yesteryear driving.
Yep.
I've been driving since 1982. Never had a video game before that, and my first car, I was out in the street going 130 miles an hour. Just because I wanted to.
Yes.
Just because I was shown to.
Yes.
So
I understand.
That's what your views and everything about this show is fantastic, and I believe your friend Mark that's on the line, is that his name?
Yeah.
The USC guy?
Yes.
I would love to speak to him about today's cars.
Yeah, absolutely. Mark, say hello to Bill in New York. And Mark, in case you weren't listening in the first hour, we're talking about teens and driving. And, of course, the speeding is always something that is a problem when it comes to inexperienced drivers. But I think Bill in New York brings up a really good point. I mean, I'm going to sound ancient here, but I never played video games. I know my producer's probably cringing, but I never played video games as a kid. I mean, even the ancient ones that they had years ago, the early ones, the Ataris and the Nintendos and all that.
You remember them, Bob?
I do. I remember the, you know, how cool they were. I mean, I would look at them in the stores, but, you know, my parents never bought them for me, so I wasn't exposed to it. And when I got old enough to have my own money, it was never on my list. I got to get video games. You know, I was more interested in buying in cars and
girls,
electronics.
More interesting girls.
Mark knows me too well. But Mark, you raised two children. I am a late bloomer, as you know. At an ancient age, I have a four-year-old. You and I are about the same age. And how old are your kids now?
Yeah, that you're right. My daughter's 30 and my son's 24, and I did not. I'm sounding like an old guy here, Bob. I don't have a collection of videos by any means. I'm not a gamer at all. I learned on that Atari, that Pong game, you know, and when that little white dot went across that old black and white TV, it was going a little too fast for my eyes.
But what about your son, like Ryan? Did he play video games growing up?
Well, yeah. As a dad, I had to buy a few of those for him, and I do know that from what I raising my son, daughter, Ryan's definitely, I felt that I had to, because his mm-hmm. generation is computer, really, really computer savvy, and they've got to have it. They've mm-hmm. learned, and it's really, really interesting. He does not have a big collection. In fact, the collection he has is from the olden days when Dad here bought them for him. And today he's with the Fish and Game, and he lives in the mountains, so he's way far away. In fact, there's no telephones. They just barely put a satellite, the cell phone tower up, so he could actually use his cell phone. So here's a 24-year-old kid that is not around playing games, if by any means. And so, but yeah, Bill, you got a great point. The ones that really scare me, you know, Bob and I have been guilty, though, Bob. You and I have been guilty at Vegas before, sitting down at those car machines.
Oh, yeah, that's true. At some of the automotive driving conventions, they'll have those driving simulators. And
oh,
yes.
Yeah, at Nathan's over here in Coney Island, we were sitting there for hours. but we went home afterwards.
Yeah.
We were just in our homes.
No, I know, and it's, you know, another thing, Bill, yeah, I was with Motor Trend for 10 years, and when I was at Motor Trend, we had a staff that ranged in age from, you know, staff members were 25 all the way up to, you know, in their 60s. Today, the company that owns Motor Trend has gotten rid of all the older folks, let's say 95% of all the older folks, and most of the staff is under 30, so these guys are like totally video game generation people. And you're right. I mean, their views about certain automobiles, you know, they worship the Nissan GT-R and the Evo from Mitsubishi and the WRX from Subaru, because those cars are star cars. And it also gives, in my opinion, kids, you know, not the right idea about some of these theft, what's it, Grand Theft Auto is one of the big ones. There's a lot of violence in that, and it kind of shows you can go steal one of these hot cars.
Hooker, whatever it takes.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
It does not make a stitch of sense. That's the difference between our generation and Mark's kids' generation.
Yeah.
He's just said his youngest son was 24, correct?
Yep.
Yep. Am I correct, Mark?
Yes,
Yes. Now, your son's kids are the ones that are being manipulated by the video games. Those are the ones that are going out today that Bob was talking about earlier, stating that they go out speeding and everything else because that's the way they were brought up.
Oh, it is absolutely true. Bill, you make such great points. Don't be a stranger. Please call us anytime. Do you have any additional questions for Mark? Mechanically, you want to hang on for a moment?
Oh, I will definitely hang on. I will talk to you forever, brother.
All right. Thank you, my friend. We'll keep Bill on hold and invite more calls at 855-660-4261. This is Auto World.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes Manual Online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 24th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,233.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,278.54, $639.27 for a half ounce, or $319.63 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,278.54, $639.27, and $319.63.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Mark Evans, one of our regular contributors, ASC certified mechanic, is with us, and that means if you've got a mechanical problem, by all means, don't be a stranger. Call us up at 855-660-4261 or shoot us an email, Bob at BobLongRadio, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. We've got Bill in New York with us who was pointing out a little bit about the differences in generations, those generations growing up in the video game era versus those generations that didn't have access to video games or for one reason or another didn't play video games. And it definitely, Mark, I agree with Bill. I can see how kids watching these games could get the wrong idea. And as soon as they get their first vehicle, older vehicle most likely, and the older the vehicle, the more danger it is going fast, they definitely could take a page from some of these video games.
Yeah, it's, I don't like the violence in the games. You know, that's one thing that I made sure. In fact, as a dad, I was hollering big time when my son said, you know, I want this one, Dad, and nope, you're not getting that one. It's, you know, too violent. So I just, you know, shoot 'em up, bang bang. I'm not into those. I like the driving ones. But it ends up, like say, like Bill's got a great point. The driving ones, you start to think that your car is, as a teenager, they get in their own car and, well, you know, I can just pedal to the metal this thing and drive it like I see and like I'm doing the video games.
Yeah.
And pretty dangerous.
It is.
It's ridiculous on how I have a son that's 19 years old. He's younger than your son, Mark. He goes out, drives. I drive with him on the street. He drives like he is in a video game, in, out of traffic. It's ridiculous. I tried to tell him racing is not a distance thing. Racing, the way we were brought up, was point to point.
Yeah.
The kids today are going from when they get in the car to when they get out of the car. And that's the way they were brought up through the video game. Just go out and drive it like a madman, kill who you can kill, and don't worry about it.
It's true.
You know, Bill, one little secret you can do, go to the grocery store, dollar store even, and go get you a pretty thick sponge. And if you can cut that sponge so it is in the right shape, which is pretty easy with the utility knife or scissors, and when your son's not looking, go out and stuff that sponge up underneath the accelerator pedal inside the car. And so when they push on the accelerator, Bill, guess what? The accelerator pedal's a little bit stiffer than before, and it slows them up for some reason.
That's great.
Very good. Well,
as,
Bill,
look, as an ASC guy, I was in the automotive industry for 30 some odd years. I had my ASCs. I was a Ford Master Tech in North Carolina. Not in New York, in North Carolina. And I would like to ask you a question, Mark. How do you feel about the cars today that park themselves? What is your thoughts on that?
Mm-hmm. Very common.
Now, say that last part again, Donnie.
Yeah, they park themselves. There's a lot of technology, lots of cars, not only the expensive ones, but you can get a Ford Focus or many other cars under, you know, $20,000, $15,000 that will actually park themselves, sometimes parallel, sometimes even diagonally.
Yeah.
Some advanced electronics there, Mark.
Yeah, I honestly, you know, I think, Bill, as long as the word park is in there, again, back to the speed thing, no one gets hurt. But when it gets down to the repair side of it, they use cameras in order to park the cars. You know, cameras within the side of the cars, the rearview mirrors, et cetera, and have opportunity to drive the Infiniti.
So about cameras, on the situation where you're going to park, but it's based on GPS technology. It's not about just cameras. It's about GPS technology also. So what I'm saying is,
get to the point where it would be tough to fix.
Excuse me, I'm sorry?
Well, it'll get to the point for us independent repair shops, which it's already getting that way, tougher and tougher every day to repair those cars.
Oh, no,
cars.
It's tougher. Come on, Mark. I've been in the industry for years because of getting easier to work on, because there's no more repairing things. It's just replacing. Just like there used to be a fuel tank. Now it's called a fuel cell because it's one thing that has to be replaced, not individual things like a fuel pump or a fuel sending unit. It's only one thing. So they're getting easier to work on. I understand where you're coming from. The reason I do. But
yeah.
I'm trying to say, if a car can park itself, can that car take you somewhere?
You mean down the road?
Yes. If it knows where you are at that point, and it can put you in a position in between two cars in a parking spot, can that car take you to somewhere else?
Why? I believe it can. It can. Absolutely.
Absolutely. 100%. So who is in control of our cars today?
That's a good point.
The GPS satellites, absolutely.
I know. It's transformed the automotive world. And when you see what the automakers have in mind in the not-too-distant future, Cadillac's going to have this top-of-the-line sedan coming out next year that under certain conditions you're going to be able to take your hands off the steering wheel, your feet off the pedals. It's an advanced cruise control. And that's a little scary as far as I'm concerned, Bill.
Scary, because if you're capable of controlling the car afterwards, fine. As long as you're connected to the internet or the World Wide Web, you could be controlled by somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
We already know that through our computers at home. That's 100% proven that anything you have in your house that's on the web can be controlled through somebody else. So now, if I want to park here and okay, I'm going to park here, now all of a sudden the car takes off, goes somewhere else, who is controlling that car?
Yeah.
Nobody that has control.
It could happen.
It could be a 19-year-old gamer controlling it at home.
Exactly. That's
the worst nightmare.
Let me ask you a question about the ASE certifications. How do you feel about taking the ASE certifications every 2 years to renew it?
Take it sooner, you mean?
How do you feel about taking it every couple of years, Mark?
Yeah, I actually think it should be every year.
Okay. That's what you think. You think that every person working on cars should be tested every year to work on and perform on cars as a professional?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Now, how do you feel about driving tests?
All right, hold on. We'll continue this discussion with Bill from New York. Straight ahead, this is Auto World.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN. Have other tax companies told you that you make too much money or have too many assets to qualify for an IRS tax settlement? You need to find out about the Wallen Associates difference.
My company is doing okay, but I messed up on the payroll taxes. Other tax firms told me I have to go on a payment plan, maybe for years. I didn't want that.
I was so worried about my husband's business that it was hard to sleep. I'm so glad we called Wallen Associates. They were able to settle our IRS tax debt for a fraction of what we owed, and his business is still thriving. When everyone else said no way, Wallen Associates said yes.
To find out how to get the best settlement for large business or personal tax debts, call Wallen Associates at 1-800-533-8101. To put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-533-8101. We solve tax problems. Call Wallen Associates at 1-800-533-8101. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're back with Mark Evans, one of our regular go-to guys, contributor here on the broadcast. Auto World has a new website that's being worked on as we speak. It's kind of work in progress right now, but you'll see even more information about Mark. We're going to update his bio, and you can check out Mark's picture and everything else in our contributor section, because Mark's a regular fixture here on the broadcast. So if you're out there right now with something wrong with your vehicle and like a free over-the-air diagnostic check, we can help you out. Or if you've been to your local repair facility or local dealership and they've told you your Hoosie dinghy is broken and you got to spend $3,000 on it, Mark, no doubt, we'll have some questions that you can take back to that repair shop, or may I have some other possible repair remedies for what is particularly wrong with your vehicle. We have a caller on the line. It's Bill in New York, who's been very entertaining and asking Mark a lot of questions about ASE certification. And Mark, you answered Bill that you think it's a good thing that ASC certified mechanics should be certified every year.
Yeah, I think it would be, it's every 2 years now, and I think it would be good to step it up and do it once a year. And because I've had technicians, Bob, working for me too that I hire, and of course I like to hire ASC certified technicians, and in different fields, and then we put them, in the stall to work on that, those areas, the divisions that they're certified in, because that's what they know, that's what they've studied and worked with. But the cars are changing all the time, and the ebb and flow, as I call it, with cars, you got to keep yourself tuned up on what's going on out there and what's happening with the cars. So when they, it's funny how the time flies. It's 2014, we're going to 2015, and a lot of technicians, they just stay in the same field, which is great. That's fine. And it seems to me, even myself, you got to take a test, every 2 years, keep your ASC certifications up. And it seems like the test is pretty much the same as it was 2 years, 2 years ago. So, I think we all, as we're repairing people's cars at all times, we got to keep fresh and make sure that we're up to standards to repair the car correctly and keep them on the road right, Make it safe for the customer.
Put you on that, Mark. But you know what? Drivers are more dangerous than mechanics. Are they not?
They are. And then
so
you
why not test every person every 2 years?
That's not a bad idea, especially when you get the older drivers out there, and God bless
I'm
them.
Not going with the older things, I'm not going to say anything about that.
That's a tough one.
We're a whole bunch of old people here.
But I understand what you're saying. Folks should be evaluated on their driving skills a lot more often. Bill, we really want to thank you so much for joining us. Don't be a stranger. Please call us anytime. All right. Thank you, my friend. Let's go to Frank in New Mexico. He wants to talk to the Swami, Mark Evans himself. Hello there, Frank. How are you doing?
Hi, guys. I'm doing great. Got a straight mechanical question for the Swami. Mark, this is an 86 Olds Cutlass V8 four-door sedan. Speedometer is starting to act up in the morning when it's cold. It doesn't even register until I've gone a couple of miles and then stopped and then started out again. Then it'll start registering. And as it warms up, the jumpiness simmers down and the noise goes away. I'm thinking it's probably the upper cable, from the speedo head to the cruise control. But I'm taking it into the shop next week and I'm just taking both cables along. Do you think I should just replace them both?
Great.
The upper and the lower?
Yeah, Frank. Hey, good to talk with you. October here. I thought your question would be something like, how much candy can I haul in the trunk? Yeah, you're absolutely right. Those speedometer cables, I have actually still here at the shop graphite, where we used to pull the inner cable out that spins within. You have the outside cable and the inner cable spins. And we used to just lube. You can pull those inner cables out, and then you just, with rubber gloves on, I just put graphite in my glove and just run that. It's a long slinky type style, inner cable in that graphite, and then just shove it right back up in that outer tube and never have to replace them. But today, gosh, Frank, yeah, absolutely. The price of the cables, which includes the inner and the outer, is cheap. It costs nothing. And I definitely would replace both. If those cables are both stock from 1986, you say, huh?
Yeah, yeah. And would you suspect that it's probably that upper one that's getting noisy, the short one? That's the one that's noisy, and it kind of, this needle jumps up and down until it warms up. So I'm suspecting the upper.
Absolutely.
But I'll replace them both since I've got them, and I'm taking them into the shop, and I don't like crawling under dashes anymore.
No, that's, I call that type of a job a chiropractic type job.
Yeah. And it's got a huge grommet in the firewall, and I don't know how I could deal with that, Plus, then I'd have to disconnect it from the cruise control head, right? Yeah,
it goes from the speedometer head at the dash over to the cruise servo underneath the engine in the engine compartment there, and then from the other side of the cruise the servo down to the transmission, so you got those two of them.
Does that secondary one go to the transmission or to the differential, because it's 84 inches long?
No, it should go to the pretty much to the back of your transmission.
That works out 7 feet? Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's quite a ways. It goes up. And then on the inside, when back at the transmission tail shaft is where that speedometer cable goes in. And then on those General Motors products, the older ones, there's a 3/8 inch bolt head. The head of the bolt is 3/8 inches is the socket that you want. You just pull that bolt out, and it's got a little fork that holds that head in. I call it speedometer head. And then we're talking about the transmission, and you just pull that speedometer insert out of that transmission tail shaft, and then there's a plastic gear that they're color-coded, and that's how they, back in the day when they built the cars, they knew that the yellow, the blue, or the red was designed for 14, 15, or 16-inch wheels. I usually like to replace, might ask the shop to go ahead and put the new plastic gear in there, too, because if that's never been touched, you got 100,000 miles on it now?
96,000.
Yeah. Those plastic gears, you know, they get lubed. They're inside the transmission, so they're getting lubed by the transmission oil.
So I should just tell them replace that, too, while they're at it.
I would, yeah, because they're going to be right there anyway, you know. The speedometer cable just screws onto that speedometer head that's at the transmission tail housing. So one more bolt, they're done. They just pulled out. At the same time, now mention that you want a new O-ring on that speedometer insert right there, too, because when they pull that out, a lot of those old transmissions leak right there. Everybody thinks, well, I've got a transmission pan leaking. And you could have, but the O-ring that goes around that speedo head that slides in that tail shaft of that transmission, it's got an O-ring, and that O-ring, you know, after 96,000 miles, remember, those transmissions get pretty hot when you're driving down the road. So that O-ring gets flat and causes training fluid to leak out, and not good. So if you're putting training fluid, have you ever had to add transmission fluid to it?
No, very little, very infrequently.
Yeah, that's where they first start leaking, is right there, that silly little O-ring. So, and they leak, you know, when I usually see it at the 80,000-mile mark or more miles than that, 80 to 100, 125. People say, I got a little red dripping. We just pull that insert out, put an O-ring on it. Same time, I recommend doing I think it's a whole $1.50. That plastic gear is real cheap. Back in a lot of the transmission shops, it's free. You know, they have that many of them. So,
Well, that's a good tip. I'll specify the gear and the O-ring in addition to the cables, which I'm bringing them.
Okay. Absolutely. You bet.
Wonderful call as usual, Frank. What are you dressing up for Halloween? Are you dressing up?
I've got an alien costume.
Very good.
Good one.
Excellent.
Yeah. On the back of the orange suit, it says illegal alien, and the head is a space guy, you know?
Very good. Thanks for the call, Frank. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN. Are you looking for a free investment newsletter to enhance your portfolio or need some guidance to help you generate more profits? For over 20 years, Bob Rainier has been providing the free Financial Intelligence Report. This is the best darn free investment newsletter you have ever seen. The InvestYourself.com newsletter provides expert advice, financial resources, plus investment strategies unlike any other. This one-of-a-kind newsletter has produced fantastic returns for its readers since its inception, and Bob will continue to do the same for years to come. If you are looking to step up your financial portfolio, then look no further and simply go to investyourself.com. 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 That's investyourself.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, chicken, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're going to try and squeeze in as many calls and emails as possible for Mark Evans, ASC Certified Technician. The garage door is open here at Auto World, and Mark is suitably attired in his mechanic suit and ready to take your calls at 855-660-4261 or shoot us an email, bob@boblongradio.com or bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, folks, I got a little reminder. If you happen to be listening in the Sarasota, Florida area, or if you're coming to Sarasota, Florida next week in that surrounding area, Allman Brothers band guitarist, Grammy Award winner Dickie Betts and his band called Great Southern having a charity event Saturday, November 1st at the Robarts Arena, benefiting Caring for Children's Charities and Toys for Tots. Proceeds benefit disadvantaged children in Sarasota and Manatee counties here in Florida. Bring a toy that evening and receive a chance to win a $100 gift certificate to a restaurant in downtown Sarasota called Salute, as well as other fabulous opportunities. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. VIP tables of 6 people are available for $800 a table, and other sponsorship opportunities are available as well. The event starts with a barbecue dinner with all the fixins from 5:30 to 7:30. Showtime is promptly at 8 o'clock. The cost, $2 per person in advance, which includes the dinner. Up until 7:30 p.m., $25 per person at the door, including the dinner, also concluding at 7:30. The VIP, treat yourself to the VIP ticket, $100 per person, includes the barbecue dinner up until 7:30 p.m. For more information, go to philsgang.com and click on the Dickie Betts graphic. Mark Evans is with us. We're taking your calls, taking your emails. Got a email question here from Harold, and Harold is listening in Iowa on Newstalk 1540 KXEL, and Harold is a little bit confused about antifreeze. He said years ago, antifreeze all used to be the same color. He notices now when he goes to the auto parts store that they sell it in a variety of different colors. What's the difference, Mark, between these colors, and what should I be putting in my particular vehicle? Which he doesn't tell us what it is, but nevertheless, it's a good question.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very confusing anymore in the parts stores. I'm on Harold's side big time. The biggest and best thing that Harold and everyone can do is look not at the color, because we have red, which is Toyota, orange is for Dexcool for General Motors, et cetera. You know, the green is like we're all familiar with, the word press on. It used to be green, which it still is. But what you want to look for is basically the multi-use. Don't put Dexcool orange in a conventional type of antifreeze cooling system. So you want to go right back and look, you know, or ask the parts store, you know, manager, system manager, one of the helpers, hey, I just got the regular old, your make and model always does it, though, Bob, you know, but, you know, I just got the regular old General Motors or the Ford or the Dodge or whatever, the green, where's the green at, you know? And they'll say, well, here's a multi-use antifreeze. And so that multi-use then can go in the Toyota, the Mercedes, the Lexus, the General Motors, the Ford. But yeah, those colors, they did the colors exclusively. It's kind of like antifreeze. You know, it's a lubricant for your cooling system, just like oils for your engine. And so they, you know, Toyota's got their type of antifreeze lubricant called antifreeze. It's red. Like I said, the Dexcool orange. We have them labeled here at the shop big time, so we don't like to buy water pumps and thermostats and things like that, Bob. I put an accidental, got the Toyota in the General Motors. That doesn't quite work right. So, and it's all based upon, the colors are based upon the brands. Of course, you know, you grab the red for the Toyota, et cetera. So, but just tell them you're making model and you'll get the right color for the right car that you have. And the thing is that's another thing about antifreeze is basically there's a higher flow speed-wise and more heat today, and you're dealing with, like my old Chrysler's got a cast iron block. Well, we're dealing with motors today that are aluminum, and they run, the coolant runs a lot faster, high flow through there. They do need a different type of antifreeze, and for that reason, that's why they have all the different colors, specify the different, for the different brands. So, but just tell them you're making model, and Harold, they'll get the right color for the right car or truck.
Great advice, Mark. No question about it. Another quick question for you, and this is a winter question, and the question is from Minnesota, and the person's name is Paul. Paul wants to know about, he says he's new to the Minnesota area. He's not sure if there's a studded tire law in this state. He used to live in a state which you could not run studded tires. But he wants to know, Mark, your thoughts about studded tires versus traditional dedicated snow tires for your vehicle.
If you're in an area, talking tires, I mean, if you're in an area that you're getting to some major snow and ice, I'm a firm believer in studded tires. The more traction you can get, the more braking power you also get. And the braking is the biggest thing in my life. I want to be able to stop the car. That's the last thing that I want, Bob, is to go, here comes a corner up at me, and I touch my brake pedal, and off I go. Well, you know, off the corner. I mean, I can always get the car to accelerate and get going. It might not be as fast as I'd like it to be, but I want to stop. So the more traction you can get, you know, if you put just regular snow tires on, hey, that's better than having, you know, just regular all-season radials. And then if you can step it up one more, raise the bar one more notch and put studded on, I would definitely do it. And here's the thing, if you're going to be some of the, you know, Minnesota is probably going to have a heck of a lot more winter than down there in Florida there, Bob, you know. So, you know, if you can afford to do it, put snow tires and stud them all the way around. Because if you're living with 6 or 7 months of cold winter weather on the roads, even if it's wet, it just makes makes you, you're safer, you know? You're just a lot safer. And you never know when the guy in front of you is going to stop short and you got to stop too. You know, that's the whole key. You might not have to deal with corners, but you always got to deal with the guy in front of you stopping quicker than you expect.
And that can be a real surprise, a real shock at times, so you must be on the lookout. Another interesting question here. This one comes in from Christopher. Christopher is listening in the San Francisco area of California on GCNlive.com, and Christopher wants to know a little bit about Mark's thought about the all-electric vehicle. How long will it be until we see a large number of electric vehicles and companies selling in excess of 100,000 models? What do you think?
Well, you know, gosh, Bob, that's a great topic. I mean, we could do a lot of shows on it, because I know out here in Idaho where I'm at, you know, we've got the word Tesla, you know, out there. And I believe back in the days, you and I got the chance to interview Elon and talking about his Tesla and what he was going to bring to the market, and he's done it now. But the only thing that I see over, you know, the word electric, they're going to have to, whoever builds them and sells them and makes them and all that, you're going to have to be able to, if I buy one and my neighbor buys one, et cetera, we're going to have to be able to plug them in and recharge them. And out here in Idaho, I hate to say it, but there's no Tesla charging stations anywhere. So I can fly into California and I can buy a Tesla and cross my fingers I make it all the way back to Idaho on that one charge. Because, and then when I get here, well, you know, I've got to be able to charge it back up to use it again. So, you know, and I know that the population base is a big thing. They, you know, they only want to sell those electric cars in populated areas. That's great. There's nothing wrong with that. And hallelujah to the clean air, huh? You know, I mean, we turn off the gas engine and all of a sudden we have quieter freeways. The noise is gone, and we also have clean air. So, but we've got to make it where, my opinion, we've got to have it where we all, whoever buys them, we've got to be able to use them. And I'll tell you right now, Bob, for sure, my electric drill, when you hit that trigger on that little cordless electric drill, that thing spins fast. And I tell you, those electric cars, electricity has got some big time torque, and I like the feel of that. I put my pedal to the metal. So
yep.
I do like the rumble of my Dodge Coronet 440. I do love this. When I shake the windows in the house, I love it. And what more can I say? The smell, I'm not down on the smell, but I love the smell too. So, you know, it's just that when you're commuting back and forth, I think electric's, yeah, I think it's a good way of going. And I do have some folks out here that's got, that my friends have got the Toyota Prius. We're seeing more and more of those every day on the road.
So true. Mark, time just flies every time you're with us. We look forward to getting you back with us real soon. Thanks for your time here today.
Thanks, Bob. Happy Halloween, everyone.
Absolutely. Happy Halloween to you as well. That will do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.